Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Voices from the Road, produced by Roach Acid Living. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us today, and today I've got two friends of mine, Rick Ash and Linda Cappy, both from the Trucking Solutions Group, and they're going to tell us some about their involvement as to what's going on this year at the Dallas Truck Show GAT, the Great American Truck Show, at the Cave Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas, Texas. It'll be August 27th through the 29th, and there's a bunch of exciting things that are going on down there this year, and they're just going to share a few of those things and their involvement and kind of how they see that this show is making some really to benefit the drivers as a whole. So thank you, Rick and Linda, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Nice to be with you.
Thank you very much. So, Rick, let's just start off with you. If you could tell everybody a little bit about yourself and the Trucking Solutions Group.
Okay, welcome everybody. My name is Rick Ash. As Tom said, I am the chairman of the Trucking Solutions Group. It's a group of owner-operator truck drivers. We've been together since September of 2008, so next month we'll be celebrating a birthday or anniversary. We originally got together back in 2008 to share best practices, help each other be more successful and profitable in the trucking industry. And we've been getting together via a weekly conference call every week since 2008. And we discovered during a lot of those weekly calls that we were talking about a lot of health-related things. So we created a second group within the main group, which we named our Driver Health Council, which Linda chaired. And that group has also been meeting once a week via a conference call. And that group talks specifically about health-related things such as exercise, diet, all that type of thing. We are probably best known in the trucking industry for our efforts in the area of driver health and wellness. And those efforts started back in 2010 when we started conducting health awareness walks. And it's basically just a simple little mile and a half, come on down, get out of your truck, walk with us, get a little exercise, talk to some folks who want to get healthier just like you do and have a little fun and get some exercise type of thing. Non-competitive, just a pleasant stroll to get some exercise. We started that in 2010 at MATS and GATS. Then in 2011, we added to our events by starting to do blood drives at these shows as well. And we'll be doing our blood drive again at GATS this year. We'll get to that in just a moment. So we've been doing the health walks and blood drives since 2010 and 2011, respectively. Last year, in 2014, we added yet another event to our portfolio, if you will. We partnered with friends of mine out of Aurora, Colorado, who run an organization called Make It Happen USA. They are a bone marrow donor registration organization, and their goal is to get more people signed up and onto the National Bone Marrow Donor Registration. And they do a lot of work with minority ethnic groups such as Native American Indians, Haitians, and they also do a lot of work within the Hispanic and African American communities because those ethnic groups have a very low number of people signed up on the National Bone Marrow Donor Registry. So if somebody from one of those ethnic groups were to ever need a bone marrow or stem cell transplant, they would have a very difficult time match. So that's a little bit of our history. And then to get us up to date for present, after the GATS show last year in 2014, our friends over at Randall Riley, who we've had a great relationship with since 2010 and have provided us with blue space for our blood drives since 2011, they came to our group and said, we want to change the direction and focus of the GATS show starting in 2015. We want to make it the truck show destination for drivers with regards to value and entertainment, things to do out of truck parking after show hours are over, and they also wanted to create billion within the show that would provide valuable health screenings for drivers and anybody else who attended the show. And we talked about it amongst ourselves in the group because we knew it was going to be a huge undertaking. And we said, well, Randall Riley folks have been great to us over the years. Here's a chance for us to pay them back for their generosity. So we decided that Les Trucking Solutions Group did a great job of researching and looking into all kinds of different things that could be added to the truck parking area out at Fair Park, where trucks will be parking again this year. And because of my extensive volunteer experience with a health organization up in Denver where I live that conducts upwards of 200 to 300 health fairs every year in the state of Colorado, I took on the project of putting together the health pavilion.
Thank you very much, Rick, for that. And just to clarify something a little bit there, because you did cut out for a second, when he was referring to Les taking over the parking lot, that was Les Willis, who's also a Trucking Solutions Group member. Linda, I think you're out of traffic now. At least I hope you are.
I just cleared it.
Good timing, Rick, good timing. So, Linda, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and then how some of this got to be started, because that's quite an interesting story.
Okay. I started team driving in 2005 with my husband. We're expediters, mostly government loads. In the, like Rick, I was a founding member of the Trucking Solutions Group. And then we, Rick, in 2010, we started the walk. And that was a simple, that was pretty simple to get started. Then we moved on to the blood drive. And once the blood drive started, my goal was someday to have a complete health fair at a truck show. Due to, like Rick, he's got the experience with volunteering with him. I also had been to many health fairs where we used to live, and it was important. It was an important thing each year to get checked. So I'm glad that all of the GAC came forward wanting to do this, and then Rick also could use his experience to make it happen. The walk started when I started really walking quite often, and my oldest daughter asked why in the world we didn't do a health walk at the truck shows. So that was her idea, and then my youngest daughter, I was telling her about the other drivers in the group not knowing their blood type, and that you can actually get that from donating blood, and found out many of them had never donated blood. So she why don't you work to see if you can get a blood mobile at the truck shows, and that was a first, and that had to overcome a lot of obstacles because it was the first. Nobody'd done it before, so it's grown from there, and it's grown with a lot of help from a lot of other people to make all this come about.
Thank you very much, Rick and Linda. And that kind of brings us up, to the thing now. And I think the first thing we should talk about a little bit now is probably one of the biggest and hardest items that was to bring this year to the truck show, which is the dreaded mammogram bus. And the reason why I say dreaded is myself and Roach Hess Living has been involved with some of this process as well, more from a different angle, which we'll get to here in a little bit. But Rick, I have to thank you because you've probably spent more hours on this mammogram bus than any other component. Actually, if we probably added up all the hours you put into everything else, I have a feeling it wouldn't even touch the hours you put in trying to make this mammogram bus work. So thank you for all the hard work on that. But, Linda, why don't you give us a little bit of history how the idea of the mammogram bus came about, and then, Rick, we can go a little bit into what you've done and the importance of this, how it ties into the show this year.
Okay, well, the year that I received, or my husband and I received the Citizen Driver Award from PA Petro, I was interviewed by Dorothy Cox, and she brought it to my attention, and she's a breast cancer survivor, and told me her story, and told me about how she had been working, trying to get somebody to help her get the mammogram unit to a truck show. I said, well, let's see if we can get it done. And our first deal was to find out if it was needed. And so we, a year and a half ago, did a survey of all the women that attended a Women in Trucking event to find out how many of them actually got mammograms or got regular mammograms. And it was worse than we expected, I believe. We talked to women that had breast cancer in their mothers, in their sisters that had actually died of it, and they'd never been tested. There were a few that would go every once in a while, but nothing steady. So we knew then that there was a need, and we had tried to get it to go at the truck show earlier this year, and found that really it's a monumental task. And that one did not work. We moved to this one. And like you said, due to Rick, all of Rick's work is really the only reason that one's coming here. Because he has been persistent, and we've had a lot of bumps in the road to get this one. So, Rick, keep talking about the bumps in the road.
Well, thanks. Well, the basics of what we were trying to do with the Health Pavilion and the mammogram feeding off of what comments Linda just made was, I also talked to people in our industry, and I heard stories and estimates that upwards of 30 to 40% of truck drivers out here on the road either do not have health insurance or do not seek regular medical care and checkups and so forth. And the two most common reasons for that is, number one, they can't afford insurance, or they can't afford a visit to a clinic or a doctor's office, and then all of the cost of the subsequent blood test and so forth after the cost of the visit itself. And the other challenge is time, trying to get home to make medical appointments. The companies don't get them home. They have to cancel the appointment, reschedule, all of that headache. And they don't know where to go and get the stuff down out on the road because it's not their home area. So our goals, not only with the screenings that we're providing at the Health Pavilion, was to bring everything all in one place and offer it all day long for all 3 days of the show, that the hours of the show is open, so that regardless of how much time people could actually spend at GATS this year, they could come into the Health Pavilion and get these screenings done. And if they know when they're going to be in town, we have a reservation system up and open to make reservations for mammograms. And so that was our main goal setting out working on the project, was to make it easy, make it free. We'll talk in a little bit here about the screenings that are going to be made available to drivers and everybody else at the show. General public, the vendors and their staffs are welcome to come into the Health Pavilion as well. Everything that we have brought to the Health Pavilion as far as a health screening is concerned is 100% no cost to attendees. With regards to the mobile mammogram unit, as Linda said, there have been some bumps along the way, some obstacles to overcome. I don't think we really need to spend too much time going over that. The good news is that we have found a most wonderful partner to work with in Dallas. Their name is Baylor Healthcare System, located right in Dallas. My contact down there and the folks at Baylor Healthcare System have just bent over backwards in more ways than I can even count to make this happen, number one, and accommodate what we've been trying to do here. And I can't say enough about my friend Sherry Fox down at Baylor Healthcare System. We are so looking forward to working with her, not only this year, but she's already committed to work with us going into the future, because what we want people to understand is this is not just a one-time shot at the GATS show this year. We told the folks at Randall Riley, you know what, we'll do this for you and we'll put this all together, but you need to commit to this project for a number of years, because it's going to take a while for people to understand that this is here this year, and it's also going to be here next year and the year after, and they can pass the word out. We can continue publicizing it so more and more people know that it's available to them. And then the other thing that I wanted to mention too was that the whole idea behind this was for people to come into the Health Pavilion this year. Several of the booths are going to have medical professionals such as doctors and nurses there to talk to about the findings from their screenings. Come into this Health Pavilion, get all of these screenings taken care of, talk to some medical professionals, and walk away from the Health Pavilion this year with a snapshot of what their current state of health is. And then come back to GATS and the same Health Pavilion in subsequent years and have these same screenings done year after year, and that way there they can keep track of how those numbers and how the findings from their screenings have changed year after year.
And that's some really great things. A lot of times, and I'll use myself as an example, I probably haven't had, other than a DOT physical, and that can be argued all day as to how good those are, I haven't had a real physical in probably, well, close to 10 years, if not a little bit longer. And a lot of it's for the reasons that you said, Rick. It's the time, it's the scheduling, it's, you know, having everything set up, and then the truck breaks down and you're not able to get home. Or you think you have everything planned and something just somehow goes wrong and you just put it to self. And as drivers, we tend not to put the maintenance of our trucks or finding out how our truck is doing, because if our truck's not working, we're not making money. And unfortunately, we don't look at ourselves much the same way. You know, a good driver is going to know their oil change intervals, their miles per gallon, all these numbers. And if something starts looking off, you're going to get it looked into. And it really, your body's no different. If your numbers start getting off, you can make some simple changes now. And that is part of what I've been working on, is providing a little bit of extra value with that, with what we're calling the health stage at the Health Pavilion. And we've put together a number of speakers. Some are drivers, some are experts from different parts of the industry, to talk to you about ways you can cook and eat healthy on the road, exercise, lose weight, things that don't require a lot of work or effort per se, but taking some of this information that you're getting from over at the Health Pavilion and looking at some simple changes that you can make in order to improve your overall quality of life and health on the road. Because the big thing is, if we as drivers start taking control of our health now, one, we're going to be healthier, but two, if we show both the industry and the government that we're taking control of our health, we're going to hopefully eliminate the need of some of these eventually coming down the road in regards to health, because if we don't take charge of our health, somebody's going to tell us, well, you're not doing it, so this is how you're going to do it, and here's the regulations. So this is one of the reasons why I think it's important, but also some of the extra value that the health stage is going to do. Bob Perry from Rolling Strong will be there doing several presentations on exercise and preparing for your DOT physical. John Osborne from OIDA, the captain of the Spirit, or the skipper of the Spirit, he'll be there talking about his experience with the MERV and some of the things he's seen on the road and the overall importance of driver health. We'll have other drivers in there talking about health programs they've encouraged their company to get started from the driver's perspective. So it's going to be a lot of information there. And some things and things of that nature that really should provide a lot of value to drivers. And, Rick, can you just give a highlight of, because I know there's quite a few screenings here, just a highlight of a few of the screenings that will be happening this year at GATS?
Okay, well, I mentioned blood draw work. We have some of the local health care providers in Dallas coming in, and first one I'd like to mention is Parkland Medical. They're going to be have a good-sized booth. You'll be, drivers or anybody visiting their booth will be able to get their height, weight, BMI, and blood pressure taken. They'll also get a finger prick blood test done. This is one of the two booths that will have medical professionals to talk to, either a doctor or a nurse, about the findings from their height, weight, BMI, blood pressure, and finger prick blood test. Once those results are in, they take that information, plug it into a computer laptop program, and conduct what's called a cardiac risk assessment. And that basically is based on what we see from your height, weight, BMI, blood pressure, and blood test here, how likely are you to have a heart attack within the next 10 years? Next valuable screening, I have friends coming from the National Kidney Foundation. My friend Mark Edwards is bringing his people down. This is another booth where people can get height, weight, BMI, and blood pressure taken. So if that's all they want to do, there's a couple of places they can get that done. But once that's done at the Kidney Foundation booth, they'll be given a brown paper bag with a sample cup in it. People will go into the restroom and provide the Kidney Foundation with a urine sample in order to do a kidney function analysis. And then all of the findings from the urine sample and high weight BMI blood pressure will be available. And this is the other booth that will have medical professionals to talk to about what they found in the sample and their other numbers as well. We have a local chiropractor coming down to do what's called a chiropractic nerve assessment. And it's a machine that they use to check where there might be areas of discomfort that you're experiencing. We know sitting in the driver's seat all day, every day, that people get all these unusual pains and things they never had before. It may be due to a chiropractic situation. So that's going to be available. Again, all of these things I'm talking about here are absolutely no cost. We're going to have nutrition screening available. We've got a friend of our group's coming down as a licensed dietitian and nutritionist, being provided by Kroger Grocery Store Chain to offer nutrition screening, diet suggestions, and so forth. We're also going to have pharmacists there from the Walgreens pharmacy chain. Thanks to them for providing pharmacists to us. So if you have any questions about your prescription drugs or over-the-counter drugs or how they interact together, anything like that, they'll be able to answer all your questions. We will also be having a medical provider in Dallas by the name of QT Southwestern doing eye acuity exams for drivers, and that's a little bit more than just reading letters on the chart. Check your vision clarity and your ability to distinguish colors and so forth. And then again, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be doing our blood drive, and we're going to be doing our bone marrow donor registration drive.
Thank you very much, Rick. It really is quite a comprehensive thing that you've put together. And also getting back to a quick second to the Kroger nutritionist or dietitian, Molly McBride, one of the things that we're doing a little bit different this year, in many ways this health pavilion is a first of its kind. None of us are really aware of anything that's been done on this scale or to the depth that it's been done. But Randall Riley's also been generous with the use of the stage time to allow Linda and I to do our second Cooking in the Truck Summit, where we're going to discuss different ways that drivers can cook on the truck, some storage, some of the supplies that we use for cooking, as well as ways to encourage the industry and drivers to support this, because cooking in the truck can be a very simple way to improve your health, whether you're trying to lose weight or control gluten, if you're gluten sensitive, or sugar, or whatever your dietary restrictions are. It's a more simple way to do that. And Molly has been gracious to agree to help with some of the cooking demos that is being sponsored by the RoPro family of brands, as well as to participate in several of the roundtable discussions. The other two roundtables are going to be on eating strategies on the road, which is going to be moderated by Wendy Parker of the George and Wendy Show fame, as well as some food storage and preservation and just generalized truck storage. And that may sound like a boring topic, but I think, as Linda can say, we had some of that discussion come up at Matt's during the first cooking summit, and we probably spent 20 minutes alone talking about fermentation and how to ferment on the truck, and I think you've started doing some fermentation as well, Linda?
Yeah, but I've experimented with some. I'm anxious to see it again to ask more questions now.
Yeah, and that's really what the whole purpose of this is about, is just to present with drivers with information so that they can make some better and more informed choices. And I'm really pleased to see how well Randall Riley, as well as all these various supporting groups, have really jumped ahead. And I think one group that we really need to recognize, other than Randall Riley, is a company you work with, Linda. We probably should give them a little bit of credit for some of what they're doing.
Yeah, I agree. Without Landstar, they stepped up and sponsored the whole health pavilion. So it's I believe it's called the Landstar Driver Health Pavilion.
The official title is the Landstar Fit for the Road Driver Health Pavilion. Now that's an
mouthful. I thought it was much longer than I usually say, but yeah, it was really nice of Landstar to step in. I know that they are very concerned about driver health and promote different issues within the company. So this was a nice addition.
It really was. In addition to the support from Landstar and the cooking demos that's being done by the RoPro family of brands, Melton Truck Lines, Urgent Care Travel, and Progressive have all stepped up to provide support for this as well. Because without their support, a lot of the programs that we really wanted to do this year, it would have been a lot more difficult. And we also need to kind of give a credit to Progressive. How many mammograms have they ended up helping to sponsor, Rick?
Well, they stepped up with a large amount of money, basically $7,500 for mammograms, and we are very grateful to them for their participation. We've also been raising funds since the month of May on our own to help pay for mammograms for those people who do not have insurance or cannot otherwise afford the screening. We have a page on GoFundMe fundraising page, and I would like to give your readers the website for the Truckee Solutions Group, where there are links to how they can donate to this effort. We've done a wonderful job of raising funds to pay for mammograms. Many of the folks at Truckee Solutions Group and organizations and companies that we have gotten to know well over the years have contributed, but we still need everybody's help. If you would go to www.truckingsolutionsgroup.org, you will find links to the two ways that you can donate money to this effort. We are going to be accepting donations right up and through the truck show so that we can pay for as many mammograms as we possibly can for those who don't have insurance or can't afford it. Any amount of money that you can spare will be gratefully accepted and appreciated, and it's going to go directly to pay for mammograms for those who don't have insurance and cannot afford it. So we really appreciate your help.
And something that I'd like to point out is some people may notice that there's some larger donations on there. Larger donations are always appreciated, but small donations, even if it's just $5 or $10, that's another, I'm going to sound a little bit like a PBS spot. That's another $5 or $10 that somebody else doesn't have to donate. So even those small donations, they really do add up. They really do matter, and they can really make a difference in someone's life. So, any donation, regardless of the size, will go to a very worthy cause and a very worthy purpose here. So, if you are considering to donate, but you're like, well, I can't do $25 or $50, any amount will help.
The other thing I'd like to give your listeners too, Tom, is the phone number to call if you know you're going to be at the Great American Trucking Show this year and you would like to get a mammogram. The reservation system for the mammograms are open, and that phone number is 214-820-3040. I know some people are interested in, like, say, getting a mammogram done before show hours open. If you, again, go to www.truckingsolutionsgroup.org, it will Also have a link as to the hours that the mammogram unit is available. It's basically the same as the hours of the Truckee Show itself, but they are open for an additional hour each day of the show before the actual show opens. So if you have to work in a booth in the show, for instance, and you don't want to take time off your duties on the floor once the show opens, this is an opportunity for you to get your mammogram done before the show starts. So please call that phone number. You're going to need some identification, your insurance carrier information, and so forth when you make your reservation. But we urge people to do that soon because the reservations are starting to pick up pretty well. So don't wait too long if you want to reserve a time to schedule your mammogram.
Thank you very much for that, Rick. And once again, people can get more information at the truckingsolutionsgroup.org website. There's also links to that information both at truckshow.com, which is the official show or official website of the Great American Truck Show by Randall Riley. And there is also some links on my webpage, roadtestedliving.com. And, you know, this is, you know, just a great opportunity for people to go and get some of the screenings there. If I'm not mistaken, Rick, there may be some walk-in appointments for the mammograms, you know, during the show. But if you want to be certain that you get the opportunity to get a mammogram, you should book it in advance, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Reservations are preferred. That gives them an idea to keep order and avoid the chaos. But also in the health pavilion, which I forgot to mention, so thank you for reminding me, the Baylor Healthcare System folks will have a booth in the health pavilion as well in order to answer questions and get signed up on the spot as walk-in. So we do urge you to make a reservation if you know when you'd like to get your mammogram and you know when you're going to be there. But walk-ins and walk-ups are also going to be quite welcome. And you can visit the, I don't have all of the booth numbers in front of me, Tom, I apologize for driving, but if you go to the GATS website or their app and go to the exhibitors section, you'll find Baylor Healthcare System in there for their booth number. And those who are want to, not quite sure if you're going to make it to the show, but you get there and you still want to get a mammogram, you're more than welcome to show up and we will get you taken care of.
You know, I want to add to that, Tom, is that mammogram is for men and women. Two of the people that have added money for others to get mammograms are both men that are breast cancer survivors. So it's not just women that need to take care of this. It's men and women.
Well, I guess that's a good question is, because as a man, I'm unaware of this. Is it even possible for a man to get a mammogram, or does men have to do self-exams? I guess that is a good question.
From what I understand, they can go. I'm not sure how they do the exam, but it is important that if you don't know how to do it, that you go there and learn.
Tom, I do remember from my research when I started this project and started promoting it that I went to the American Cancer Society, or it might have been the Susan G. Komen Foundation page, one of the two, and found out that 3% of breast cancer patients and problems in the United States are experienced by men. So we normally associate this health problem with women, but 3% of cases of breast cancer actually belong to men.
And Rick, do you know if this mammogram unit will be equipped to screen men as well, or have you heard that?
You know, that's a good question, and I have to be perfectly honest with you. As we're talking, I don't really know. I will endeavor to find out. I don't see any reason why not. But again, I have never got one, and I don't know exactly, but quick answer right now is I don't know, but I will try and find out.
That works well, and actually, Rick, I'm going to throw out an invitation. If you do find out, particularly if men do qualify for this, if you can maybe before the show, and I know it's short notice, see if we can maybe get Baylor, for somebody from Baylor to come on. We can do just maybe a real short show about that, because I'll be honest, while I knew men could get breast cancer, until Linda mentioned it, I never really thought of how men would get screened for it. So that, I think, would be something that would be very worthwhile to get out to the industry. So thank you very much to Linda, because that was something I had never thought of.
You're welcome. Yeah, something else we need to talk about is the Trucking Solutions Group, you know, has done the Driver Health Walk at the different major shows. And this year at GATS, instead of doing our walk, we are going to walk with the 5K runners. So I believe it's a $30 entry fee if you enter before the show. And that money is going to be given to the St. Christopher's Fund. So there, if you want to walk with us, that's where we will be.
Now, I think one thing that's important to point out, well, a couple things that's important to point out with that, is that this walk is going to be over at Fair Park, where they're going to be doing the truck parking for those who are trying to show. So first of all, if you're coming to the show this year and you're looking for parking behind a convention center for semi-trucks in the old infamous Dust Bowl, mm-hmm. it's not there. It will be over at the Cottonwood Bowl, which is the Texas State Park Fairgrounds. There is going to be the famous PH shower trailer there this year, as well as bathroom facilities for the drivers. There will be some cooling tents there as well. There will be some food vendor options. And they've really kind of went out of their way to do their best to improve the conditions over there. But the most important thing, in my opinion, is the shower trailer, as well as there will be tents there with some cooling systems installed. It'll be just a basic misting system. But they've really went out of their way this year to keep driver comfort in mind. And recognizing this is Dallas, it is August, for some strange reason, and no one can explain to me why, Dallas gets hot in August. I don't know why. Do you, Linda?
I do not know why. There's going to be shuttles running back and forth from the convention center over to Fair Play. And I'm wondering, since it's going to be there, be at Fair Play for the 5K, shouldn't be a problem. The rest of us are going to have to figure out how to get there, because I don't imagine that shuttle's going to run that early in the morning. I believe that
actually it is.
Starts at 7. Cool.
They are having a special shuttle run, and I can't remember if it leaves at 6 or 6:30. I'm going to say it's from the front of the convention center at the shuttle drop-off, if memory serves correctly.
It's probably going to be on the website, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm looking at that right now, actually.
Yeah, and to register, you can just go to the website and get pre-registered. And if for the 5K, you're going to get a T-shirt, and then also they're going to have some snacks and water. So we've done those before with the Trucking Solutions Group, and we've always had a great time. We'll still only walk the mile and a half. You don't have to do the 5K. We'll have a turnaround point. And come out and walk with us.
I do believe there is a shuttle bus leaving at 6 a.m. to get people over to Fair Park. Registration and so forth will be going on starting right after 6 o'clock, and then the 5K will actually start right at 7. And those who want to walk with us with the Trucking Solutions Group, we're going to kind of be off to the side. We're going to let the runners take the main stage and head out first, because some of those folks are very competitive, and they're in it for the time and the prizes and so forth. And then once all the runners are taken off, the walkers will just get out there and we'll do our leisurely 1.5 mile, like Linda said, non-competitive, just have some fun, get some exercise. Our good friends at TA Petro are again sponsoring our health walk, which we are, even though we are doing it in combination with the 5K. Another good friend of Trucking Solutions Group, Andy Mount, over at Right Way Scales, is sponsoring the 5K. And our friends at TA Petro, who've been sponsoring our health walks for a number of years now, are going to be providing 500 Ultra One points for anybody who walks with the Trucking Solutions Group. We're also going to have neck towels like we did last year. As Tom mentioned, it's hot, it's humid in Dallas, so we'll have neck towels, and we'll have a cooler of ice water there to dunk your neck towel in and put around your neck to help you keep cool on the mile-and-a-half walk. And we're also going to have water bottles and bottles of water. And our good friend Les Willis, TSG member and Godspeed Expediter owner, is going to provide the bottles of water for walkers. So that's going to be at 7 a.m. Saturday morning of the show. 7 a.m. Bus leaves the convention center at 6 a.m. And then we'll get started a little bit after 7. So come on out, join us, have a little fun, get some exercise.
And I did double-check the official 5K shuttle schedule. It will be boarding from 6 to 6:15 at the Kay Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center, and that should be over at the shuttle bus area where they're doing the shuttle bus pickups and drop-offs for both the parking lot as well as the various hotels. And that will be Saturday morning. So that should be a lot of fun. And once again, I think we do need to give Les Willis a lot of credit for the hard work and the helping get a lot of the stuff set up out of the parking lot. Once again, Les has put countless hours in that parking lot. Some of his plans worked out exactly the way he had in mind. Some maybe not quite so much as the way he would have liked, but he's done a tremendous job of working with our friends and partners at Randall Riley of really putting together what should be a great first-year experience for drivers with lots of room to build on for improvement for future years. And to all the various people who are participate in that in some way, there's too many of them, both in terms of Randall Riley as well as some of the supporting companies, to mention them all individually. But thank you to everyone for all of their help and support on this.
One last thing I wanted to mention, Tom, if I could. You mentioned the shuttle bus area where the shuttle will be leaving to go over to the Fair Park for the 5K and the health awareness walk. That's also the area where the mobile mammogram unit is going to be located. So I didn't want people to be looking for this unit inside the health pavilion or inside the building. They operate off generators in order to run all their equipment, so they have to be located outside. But they're going to have a very prominent spot right out at the main shuttle bus drop-off area. You won't be able to miss it. Big, long RV-type vehicle. So if you are coming to GATS for a mammogram, that's where you want to be looking for the mobile mammogram unit. And as Linda mentioned earlier, we got this idea from Dorothy Cox, one of the longtime writers at the Trucker Magazine, a good friend of Trucking Solutions Group. And because this is her idea, we are naming the area where the mobile mammogram unit is located as the Dorothy Cox Mammogram Center for bringing us the idea. And we just wanted her to receive some recognition for bringing her idea to us.
Thank you very much, Rick. And I know I promised both of you we'd try to keep just right around 20 minutes. Linda, you already know what I'm going to say. It's over 20 minutes. I know you and Rick have some other commitments here in just a few minutes. So kind of in closing here, I know we've thrown everybody a whole lot of in terms of everything that there is to see and do this year at the truck show, and there's probably a bunch of stuff that we should mention, and I'm hoping to get Stacy McCann, the vice president for Randall Riley's events team, on here very soon before the show to talk about what they're doing as well from Randall Riley's perspective. But is there anything in closing that either one of you would really like to make notice or point out to the drivers? I guess my famous question is of things that you believe that will be happening at the truck show, if you had to pick the one must-see thing that you would want somebody to go and see, experience, or do, what would be your first pick, Rick?
Well, I'm kind of partial on this one, but it's obvious to me it's going to be the health pavilion. Everything that our group does is to help our fellow truck drivers, brothers and sisters out there, and that's why we exist and why we do all the things that we do. So we created this so that drivers could take control of their health and dictate and be able to guide themselves to a better lifestyle, a healthier lifestyle. And we've taken away all the obstacles for you. It's free. It's there. You can only spend an hour at the show. Well, then all these things are going to be available all hours of the show. So take control of your health. It's up to you. We can't make you come and do it.
And those really are some great words, Rick. And Linda, if you had to pick the one thing you'd really like to see people take the time to go see, experience, or do, what would you say it would be?
I'm going to have to say the health pavilion also, including the stages. But I agree with Rick. It's, you know, it's a one-of-a-kind thing. And GATS is all about the driver. And it's the only truck show out there that really focuses on the driver and not only trying to keep us healthy, but educating us with the workshops and the different vendors that are there. You know, it is a very well-rounded show. And the focus is on us. So, you know, it's us, up to us drivers to keep it going. So I will see you at the Health Pavilion because I will be there partaking of all these things that Rick has found.
And I also know, Linda, that you will probably, I won't say equally, but spending your time probably when you're not at the Health Pavilion, if somebody wants to see you, they can probably find you at the Team Run Smart booth.
Yep, I will be in the Team Run Smart booth. As one of the Team Run Smart pros, we get a chance to talk about the new truck, talk about what we're doing as pros, and talk about our, you know, it fits in really well to me with the Trucking Solutions Group because we talk about how to better your business practices or all the different ways to improve your business within trucking and stay knowledgeable about what's happening. We have a lot of rules and regulations. And between all of us, we can pretty much stay on top of it and help each other out.
And I think that also kind of goes along really well, too, is and I think you may have dropped off briefly earlier today, is one of the things that I mentioned was, as drivers, we do try to stay on top of our trucks numbers and our rules and regulations, but we don't necessarily stay up with our numbers or the things that we can do to keep our health up where it should be. Because just, let's just face it, I think you and Rick will agree with me, we're so worried about keeping the truck running, but we forget that if we don't keep ourselves running, the truck ain't going to run. Because no matter how perfect condition your truck is and how great your fuel mileage is and everything else, if you're not in any condition to drive, the wheels on that truck ain't going to turn. And as I think every driver has said, if the wheels ain't turning, we ain't making money. And, if you're not healthy, the wheels on your truck ain't going to turn, and you're not going to make money. So we really, as drivers, need to start paying more attention to ourselves as well. And once again, I'm going to sound a little bit like a broken record. I'm going to say it's going to be the Health Pavilion, but I'm going to be focusing a little bit more on the Health Pavilion stage, because that is where you're going to be able to get information on how to better utilize some of the information you're getting from all the wonderful screenings that Rick has helped set up, and how you can better apply it to your lives and the stories of drivers who have actually turned their lives around. Jeff Clark, another Team Run Smart member and TSG member, is also going to be talking a little bit about trucking runners and how he gets fit and stays fit on the road and how he's been improving his health. And you know, like I said, we're having a large number of drivers there. I do have to say I feel very honored. I have two TA Citizen Drive Award winners on the show with me today, and Rick and Linda. In some ways, it makes me feel very small and insignificant, but compared to their accomplishments, and that's not what it's about. It's just how they've really put their time and their dues in the industry to try to help both the community at large as well as the driving community at large, and thank you very much for that. But Jerry Fritz, who's also a TA Citizens Drive Award winner, will be doing a presentation as well. So, you know, we really have done our best to bring together some of the best in the industry to share what they are doing to improve it. If you would like to see the complete schedule and get an idea of what some of the topics are about, if you go to truckshow.com, they just put up the official stage schedule for the health stage this morning. There are a few, I think, little minor tweaks that need to be made on a couple of the descriptions, but pretty much everything you see there is exactly the way it's going to be. That will also be going up very soon on roadtestedliving.com as well. And lastly, I think I'm going to leave this in closing with everyone, is don't forget, if you want to get information, you can go to truckingsolutionsgroup.org. Rick has done a yeoman's job of putting the screenings together, but also keeping their website updated. Thank you for that, Rick. You can also get more information at roadtestedliving.com and at truckshow.com, which is Randall Riley's site for GATS. And the important thing to remember, if you're going to go to GATS this year, try to register in advance, because the registration, if you register online in advance, is free. If you wait till the last minute and register at the show, I believe there is a $10 registration fee. So if you want to avoid that, even if you're not sure you're going to make it, please go ahead and register in advance. Rick, it looks like Linda may have just disappeared on us. Did you have anything else you'd like to say, Rick?
Actually, I just disappeared too and got right back on just as you started doing your closing. But I just wanted to thank you for having us on today. Our biggest challenge, in now that everything is put together and ready to rock and roll here, is getting the word out to people that this is what's happening this year. All of this is available to you. You got no more excuses. So come on out to the show, get this stuff done. So thank you for having us on so that we can let more people know about this. Please tell your friends. Please tell your drivers. Please tell your companies to get the word out. It's all free. I can't think of any reason why you wouldn't want to take advantage of it, because you can't walk into a doctor's office or a medical clinic and get this stuff done for free. And lastly, I just want to thank so much our good friends at Randall Riley for giving us the honor of producing this for them and working with us in such a way that we have been able to provide all this to drivers. So we are grateful to our good friends at Randall Riley.
We really are. And you actually said something, Rick, reminded me of something very important, is Randall Riley and a lot of other people have really invested a lot of time and money into this. And it's up to us, the driver, to keep this going and to show them that their work and investment in this was worth it. And it's really simple. All you have to do is attend and take part in the activities of the Health Pavilion. We're not asking you to donate any money. We're not asking you to spend anything. We're just asking you to come over and get some free screenings and some free information. And the other thing that is a big help, too, if you see stuff that you like and that you think is being done well at the truck show, take a moment to grab a Randall Riley events person and let them know you like what's going on. And if you got some constructive suggestions or criticisms, please also tell them that as well, because it's what they use to help build and make a better show. And that really, as drivers, is the best thing we can do to support this show and hopefully get more events like this started. It's just by showing we as drivers want this and will utilize it. And if you have nothing else, Rick, I'm going to thank everybody for joining us on today's episode. Do you have anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
That's great. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. I know I kind of promised a short podcast this time, and, it wasn't. But thank you once again, everybody, for joining us on Voices from the Road by Road Tested Living. We really appreciate you joining us. And, you know, just like a conversation at a truck stop, you might think it's going to be a quick, short conversation, and next thing you know, you've passed an hour of your time. So we hope you found this as enjoyable, as much fun as we've had today sharing this information with you. Thank you very much, everyone. Live well and be safe.